Rashi with Chavrus. I take the Chavrus each week. We learn from 9 to 9:30.
We'll learn from Rashi together. Try and show you how Rashi works. But our koponim, any Rashi which you see, you have to know. You can believe Rashi, the Ish Ne'eman, is Pshuto Shemikra. So how is Zichron Trua Psukhi Zichronis of Psukhi Shoifers? Harei Lechore, that's a drasha. That's Pshuto Shemikra. But Odio said, people ask on Rashi, that the Gemara says in the end of the Sechs Rosh Hashanah, that if you got a place, if you don't know, a wench doesn't know anything, he doesn't know how to daven, he doesn't know how to blow shofar, he doesn't know anything, and he lives in some little village somewhere, and he could go to two different communities. One community, they've got a shofar and they've got a bal tokeah, but they don't have a chazan, they don't have anybody who knows how to say malchus avos of shofars. The other place doesn't have a shofar, but they got somebody who knows, got a chazan, they can say malchus avos of shofars. Which should he go to? Gemara says shofars deraisa, malchus avos of shofars derabbanon. He should go to the place of blowing shofar. Evazei, how can Rashi say that the Torah, when it says zichron and trua, means Psukhi Zichronis, Psukhi Shoifers? And if we're already asking on Rashi, we want to understand Rashi, we want to know something else, which I'm not going to explain to you today. Maybe next week I will explain it. But you have to know that it says, Niskalachem Achaydas Yitzchak, Shekorav Tachtov Ayu. Why is Rashi being madgish the Nakuda? That Korav Tachtov Ayu. Well, no, we're going to explain that tonight, but there was the man Shlemas Havonas Rashi that needs a Hezbah. Why is he being Madgish, the Ayu part of the Akedah? The Korav, the Godless of the Akedah, was the Etzim bringing Yitzchak and almost Shechting Yitzchak. Al Koponim, what do we see from here? Zichron Trua, what Rashi does tell us is that the Psuki Zichronis, the Psuki Shoifers, is Lizkalakem Achaydas Yitzchok. Now, to understand the Zichronis, we're going to do the opposite to what we did last week. We'll look at the Tefillah of Zichronis first, not the Hakdomah. The Twitter is as follows. The Kedim of the Kavasin. All three Twitter start with the Kedim of the Kavasin. Zachreinu v'zikorein toiv lefanecho. Ufogdeinu bifkudas Yeshua v'rachamim nishmei shmei Kedim. So asking Hashem what we want, He should remember us with the zikorein toiv. Sheyale zichroneichem zichroneinu lefanev letoiv. And He should give us a psak, the Pkuda, which is the Psak, Fogdeinu, Bifkudas Yeshua V'Rachamim, Nishmei Shmei Kedim, from the highest levels of Shomayim. Uzchol Lonu Hashem Elokeinu Es Habris, Ves HaChesed, Ves HaShua. And remember, please remember the covenant, the Chesed that you did, and the Shua. You made a Shua, Asher Nishbata L'Avrom Avinu Bahar HaMeriah, which you promised to Avram Avinu and Har HaMoriah. V'seiro elefonecho akeido she'okad Avram Avinu es Yitzchok b'noi al gav ha-mizbeach. And it should appear in front of you the akeido. Which bris v'chesed u'shvua are we talking about? What are we talking about? We'll see soon. We are asking Hashem that the Akedah should appear in front of him, Seiro Elefonecho. The whole Maisa Akedah should be on Rosh Hashanah. Kol Shmochu should remember the Akedah, but more than remember, we should see the Akedah, you know, happening. and not just the Akedah, but Kovash Rachamov, Lausos Ratzoin Chablev of Shalim, and Avraham Avinu, how do you say in English, Kovash Rachamov, right? He was Kovish, it's good English, right? His Kovish is Rachamim, his mercy, okay. La'asos Ratzoin Chablev of Shalim with a complete heart. So Avraham Avinu was Kovish Rachamov. Avraham Avinu was Midas HaChesed. For Avraham Avinu, the Akedah was Rechor, the Hepech HaGomo, of everything that Avraham Avinu represents, everything that his character was, his Ike, Yisod, 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 Midah of Avraham Avinu was Chesed. Now he's going to Shecht Yitzchak Benoit. But he was Kovish as Rachamov. La'asos Hinchab Levav Shalim. Cain, Yichbishu rachamecho eskascho me'aleinu. So we ask Hashem that his rachamim should be kovish his kas from us. Now, lichoyah, this needs a bill. Lichoyah is complete opposite. Avraham Avinu was not marachim. So because Avraham Avinu was not marachim, you please marachim on us. So what are you going to say? Kovash, kovash, gzer shomer. What's the hesber? Avraham Avinu was Kovish Rachamov, so you should be Kovish your kas, your Rachamim should be Kovish your kas from us. Uvetuvcha Godel Yoshuv Charon Abcha Me'amcha Me'ircha Me'lachlo Secha. And with your tremendous chesed, your toiv, your anger should abate from Amcha, from your city, from Shalayim, Me'lachlo Secha, from Eretz Yisrael. The thing that you were Mavtiach in your Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, when you were Mavtiach, the Zochartel Embris Rishonim, I'll remember the covenant of the Rishonim, Asher Tseis Yosom Eretz Mitzrayim. The Bris Rishonim, the Falshim says, the Bris to the Shvatim. Beshas Yitzias Mitzrayim, Asher Tzeisias on Eretz Mitzrayim, Le'enei HaGoyim, I took them out from Eretz Mitzrayim in front of all the Goyim, Liyos Lohem Lelukim, Ani Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll remember the bris that I will always be the Elukim of Yisrael. Now, Agav, just you shouldn't get a shock on Rosh Hashanah and think we've gone a bit crazy. In the Rosh Yeshiva holds that he's choshesh for the shittas that when you say the psukim of Malchus Avos HaShofaros, they all have to be together with the psukim. The standard nusach is that this is the 10th pasuk of Zichronos, but there are Rishonim who are choshesh that no, that's not, that doesn't count as a pasuk because it's betoch the tefillah. So, when we finish the psukim, the last pasuk is Haben Yakili Ephraim, Gelik Shashun, Rachem Rachamena, Noam Hashem. So then, I say, Uveseroscha Kosuv, Vezochauti Lohim Bris Rishonim, Shevtsesi Somerz Mitzrayim, Leili Akoim Nius Lohim Lelukim, Ani Hashem. Now don't get nervous and think you suddenly joined the Reform Synagogue and we're missing out the whole tefillah over here. After tonight you'll realize we're not going to miss out the tefillah because I'm going to explain to you the godliness of this tefillah. We're just doing that. And in Shofaros, there's another chashash, because the Shofaros, the last posuk of Shofaros is Ubiyom Simchaschem Mardechem. Which also comes in the tefillah, but there's another problem with that. There's a machlokes rishonim if that counts for posuk shofar. We obviously paskin it does. We also paskin it's not a problem to have the 10th posuk in the tefillah, but there's a machlokes rishonim because that posuk does not mention shofar. Says uskatim bechatoytros alo seichem. Even though Lemaisa, the Gemara learns out Malchus Zichronos V'Shofaros from this pasuk, Uskatim Bechatzotzros, the Gemara says Shofaros, V'hoyu lechem zikaron zichreinus, ani Hashem elokeichem in Malchus. So the choir it should qualify, but it doesn't say shofar. But we're lucky because there's only the choir. There's only three, but not the choir. There are only three psukim in the Torah which use the word shofar. But there is a pasuk which we use in Malchus. Lohibid Ovin the Yaakov the Ro Om of Yisrael, Hashem Elokov Imoy Usruas Melech Boy. So there we the Gemara says that pasuk counts can count for Malchus and Shofars. The Israelis, what's the dogish? Usruas Melech Boy, Malchus, or Usruas Melech Boy, the true of the Melech. So, in order to be Yotze Aladeus in Shofars after the Psukim. So you won't get confused. What on earth is going on here? Don't say that in my machzor. If the next guy's machzor, he won't say that either. Don't think you'll find any machzor until Torah Moshe put out their own special machzor, which I don't see happening in the near future. So then we finish the tefillah. Back in Zichronis, Hizoiche Kola Nishkocha Satohu Me'oilam. You remember all the things that were forgotten. Ke'ein Shichecha Lifnei Chiseicho Edecha. Ba'keidas Yitzchok Vezara Hayoim Barachamim Tizkor. And you should remember Ba'keidas Yitzchok for the Zera of Yitzchok. There's some Nuschos say Shal Yaakov, but you don't need to say Shal Yaakov because the Kibi Yitzchok and Koril Chosara, because Shmuel told Avram Avinu, your Zera, you Avram, your Zera will be Be Yitzchok, and Chazal Be Yitzchok, will call Yitzchok. Not everyone who's descended from Yitzchok is the Zara Shel Avram. So the Zara Shel Avram is Davke Yaakov Avinu, and not Esav. And certainly not Ishmael, Agav, the ones who are busy saying that they are descended from Avraham. But Halkoponim, so he goes, okay, the seed saw the Sarah, Hayon, Barachim, Tizka, Baruch Ato Hashem, Zoych, Apris. So, Rohanakuda, the first time we mention the Akedah, we say, Vasariah, Lefanech, Akedah, She'okad Avraham, Avinu, Es Yitzchok, Benoi. And we finish saying, Akedah, Yitzchok, the Sarah, Hayon, Barachim, Tizka. There are two aspects in Yakedo. There's the chelik of Avram, which was the major chelik, where the king Nisa is Avram, but Yitzchok also had a very big chelik in Yakedo. You have to realize, you know, the Alter from Kelm said that really we shouldn't teach Chumash to children. But we have no brera. But when you teach Chumash to children, so a kid has a child's hasoga of the stories that he's hearing. So when you hear it, when you learn about the Akedah when you're 5 years old, so the Galenit, the Rebbe, whoever it is, they tell you that the Tati took his son and was going to Shechtim. Hashem told him to do that. He put him on a Mizbeach. How big do you think the Mizbeach was? So a little kid. What does a little kid think? Little kid thinks, I know what a Tati is. I have a Tati. So how old is my Tati? 35, 40. How old is the little kid? 5 years old, like he is. So he imagines the Akedo was a 40-year-old, 35-year-old man picking up a little 5-year-old kid and putting him on a Mizbeach. How big does a Mizbeach have to be? As big as a table, even smaller. The emesis of Mizbeach is huge. The Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdosh was as big as a 3-story building. And people don't chab that way, because when you first hear the idea of a Mizbeach, it's from the Akedah story, probably, and you think of those terms, and that stays with you your whole life, and you have to be oiker that's not true. The Akedah was much bigger. I don't know how big the Akedah was that Avraham Avinu built, but one thing I'll tell you, Yitzchok was 37 years old, not 5 years old. And Avraham Avinu was 137 years old. So it was a very different picture. Avraham Avinu was not even like your Zayda or your Alter Zayda, like your Elter Zayda you never met, right? And Yitzchak was like your father, he was 37 years old. Avraham Avinu was told in Nevuah to make the Akedah. Yitzchak wasn't told a word. Yitzchak, when he chapped what was going on, the second time that he asked Avraham Avinu, so where's the korban, where's the aisle? So he said, Hashem Yira is the aisle bani. He chapped that he's the aisle, and it says Vayelchu Shneim Yachdov. He went together with Avram, just like it says before they went to the Yachdov, when he didn't know he was the Korban. Now, if Yitzchok would have run away, or he would have resisted Hashtas, Yitzchok would have won the battle. And if he would have run away, probably Avram wouldn't have been able to catch him. Avram had the Tzivui, Yitzchok didn't have the Tzivui. That Yitzchok allowed himself to be Nikrav is a meridikus chus. That's mitzad Yitzchok. That Avraham Avinu was prepared to do it is a meridikus chus mitzad Avraham Avinu. That's first of all. There are two bechinas in the Akedah. But let's first start at the beginning. The what's the pshat in this bris, the chesin, the shvur? So, it's all a medrash. It's a medrash in a few places. One place you can find it in Vayikra Rabba, in Emor, Parsha Choftes, here in this edition it's Ois Tes, some editions get based in different ways the Medrash is divided up. Vayikra Rabba Chof Tes. B'chodesh Hashvi, Rebrachia Hoyakora Le Yarcho Deshuasa. Why is it called Chodesh Hashvi? Davka, he says to Memorame is to the Shavua. Sheboi Nishba Kodesh Baruch Avram Avinu, Hado Dichsiv, says in the Pasuk by the Parshas Akedah, by Yoime Bi Nishbatin Um Hashem. Hashem made a shvur to Avraham Avinu, Meshas the Akedah, just after the Akedah, after he stopped the Akedah. Man Zorich Hoyel Shvur. Which shvur are we talking about? What was this? The Pasuk doesn't say what the shvur was, just says Bi Nishbatin Um Hashem. So the Medrash explains, Rabbi Bar Abba B'Shem Rabbi Yochan Omer. Omad Avraham Avinu b'tfila b'tachanunim b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to shecht Yitzchak, he davened to Hashem and he says as follows: Omad lefanav, Ribbono shel Olam, Golui v'yadua lefanecha, v'shon shomarta li, kach no espinchos yichidcha, v'chule v'aleu le'olam, when you told me that I should be male Yitzchak as an oila, I had what to answer you. I could have pattered myself from the whole Akedah. And what would I have said? I had a kasha. Esmol amartali ki b'yitzchak yikor lechazara. You told me b'nevuah, and a tnai from nevuah is the Novi knows its nevuah from Hashem, and he knows its emes. There was a part of the Tanoim of Nevuah. If you learn the whole sugya of Nevuah, the Navi knows it's a Nevuah. He knows it's from Hashem. He knows Kloy, it's not from any strange koichus, and he knows it's emes. So you told me, ki be Yitzchok yikore lecha Zorah. Yitzchok is going to be the hemshech of you, the Klal Yisrael that's going to come into this world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maftiach Avraham Avinu right at the very beginning. That's going to come from Yitzchok. Yitzchok at this point has no children. He's not married yet. You told me, keep Yitzchok kore lecha Zorah. Va'achshav ata oimer, oimeli haleu le'oila. So there's a stira. So he's got a stira in Nevuah. So he said, I could have patted myself. Because what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Kibi Yitzchak Yikorech HaZora. Halei Ula'oila. Maybe he wants that I should be mamin in the Bekibi Yitzchak HaZora and not be makriv Yitzchak. Pikuach Nefesh. Isn't that machria in the Sofik? You're in the Supik. Don't be makriv Yitzchak. Midas of Avraham Avinu, Midas of Chesed. Isn't that mitzad the midah not to kill Yitzchak? It's against the shayla. What does it mean? What does it want? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? Elo, zokt Avraham Avinu, keshem shehoya li man lehashivcha. Bekavashis Yitzri. I was koivish my Yitzchak. My natural midas, I was koivish. Beloi hashivoi sicha. I didn't answer you. I didn't argue with you. Kecheresh loy eshma ki ilim lo yiftach piv. I didn't open my mouth. I went bitmimus and I went to be mekayim yoratzen. How did he do that? Aray, all the kasha that just said. Because on the other hand, he knew klo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him haleu la'oila. Klo. That's emes la'mitoi and it was emes la'mitoi. I have another. You all know the presume. You all know the solution to the stira. But I have another solution to the stira. Maybe Yoshech to Yitzchak and Yitzchak become Nitzchia and then give Yitzchak the Karech Hazara. Maybe that's how the answer. So Avraham Avinu didn't know what the solution to the stira was. He understood that he had to make him into an oila. The halachas of an oila are that you have to makdish the animal as an oila, let's call it the kom, makdish the kom, shechtit, kabbalah sadam, elocha, and zrika sadam on the mizbeach. And then, the oila needs hefshek, v'nituach, v'chol ilo ishim, you have to cut it up and burn the whole thing, it all goes up to Shomayim. So the pashtus is, haleu le'oila means to do all those things. In the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, there's no steer. Because I didn't tell you to shecht him. I told you, ha'aleihu le'oila. Lift him up as an oila, be mekadishim b'kdushas oila. But now, when the Malach came and told him, atasa ma'uma, then he patted Avraham Avinu from all the avoiders which go after being makdishim le'oila. So he was potter from Shechita and Kabbalah Saddam v'chula v'chula. Even the first time he says, Al tishlach yod cholanar, so Avraham Avinu argued with the Malach, says, let me just, I won't kill him, but let me just cut him a bit and take some dam. At least do that, Kabbalah Saddam. So he said, no, Al tasa boi mu'uma. Lamaisa, Yitzchak was kadosh b'kdushas oila. His whole life was kadosh b'kdushas oila. Later on, when Yitzchak wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael, when there was a Rav, and from the Yisoidus of Yitzchak's Midah, if you learn the whole parasha of Yitzchak, Yitzchak did everything that his father did. He went B'derech Avraham. That's one of the Ikar Nekudas of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the first Baal HaMesoira. The whole Inyan that we have, the Klal Yisrael, that were based on the Mesoira, we look to the Ovis and the previous Doiris and everything, that Midah comes from Yitzchak. Yitzchak tried to do everything that Avraham did. When there was a Rav, he went to Mitzrayim. Yitzchak was going to go to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch came and told him, you mustn't leave Eretz Yisrael, you are an Oila. Your Kodesh Mishas Oila, Ein Chutz Olaretz Kedailach. Mele Moshe, when he had a problem with Avimelech, so he did exactly what Avraham Avinu did, and he told him Achosihi. Kahina v'kahina, lots of dugmas. Al koponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told him Ha'aleihu le'oila. He meant that he should be mekadishim as an oila, but Avraham Avinu didn't know that he was potter from all the rest of the avodas until the Malach told him. But he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could have patted myself because of this stira, and therefore I'm asking you, he says, I'm asking Hashem, just like I was Kovish Es Yitzri V'lo Hashiva Yisicha, Kach Keshiyu Bonov Shel Yitzcha Boim Li De Averus U'maisim Roim Tei Mazgele Makedas Yitzcha Kavihem. Then when the Bonov Shel Yitzcha will do Averus, remember the Akedas Yitzcha, which I was Kovish Es my Rachamim, Va'amoid Mikisei Hadin Lekisei Rachamim. And don't go with them with Midas Hadin. Go with Rachamim. Go with the Kisei Rachamim. Umismale Alei Rachamim. Usrachem Aleihem. V'tavoich Lohem Midas Hadin. The Midas HaRachamim. Eimosai v'chodesh Hashvi. Go lifnim Mishuras Hadin. Dahainu Avram Avinu. Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kashem. I could have patted myself, but I went lifnim Mishuras Hadin. If Avraham Avinu wouldn't have done the Akedah, then it couldn't be any time on him. All right, you told me Klor, Kibi Yitzchok, Yikori Chazora. There was a steer. Sheva Altaseh, Pikach Nevesh, V'chule, V'chule. But I was Kovish Es Rachmai, in Breshis Rabba, it says, Lasos Ritzoyncha. Avraham Avinu said, I went Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Ubizchus that I went Lifnim Mishur Sadin, the Shvuah was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nishba to be Mekayim what he's asking. And when Kalani Yisrael come Lidei Averus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go Lifnim Mishur Sadin with us. And that's the Bris, the Chesed, and the Shvuah. Asher Nishba to Avram Avinu Bar HaMeriah. In a Maizu was a Chesed, but it's not Buchrach. Avram Avinu went Lifnim Mishur Sadin. And actually, Yitzchak also went Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Why? Because I said before, Yitzchak wasn't even Metzuvah. Yitzchak would have run away. Would have been a title, and Yitzchak would have run away. The Medrash says the Sotan came to Yitzchak and said, your father's gone Meshuggah. He's lost it. Or he wants to kill you. It's a human sacrifice. His whole life he darshaned against that. Now he wants to kill you. Run away. And he had complete Emunas Chachomim in his father, Bitzmimus, the same as his father. Bitzmimus, whatever his father wants to do. But it actually goes a bit more than that. Why is it called Akedah? So you know, because Avraham Avinu tied up his hands and feet like you do with a cob. Okay. Is that the Ikeda Kuda? The whole Miser call it Akeda because he tied it up. Isn't it just a side prat in the whole Miser? Why don't we call it Haleo, Shchito, Korban, something which is the essence of what happened? So yeah, you happened to tie him up. Terence says, Sai Mitzad Avram, Sai Mitzad Yitzchok. The Akedah Nekuda is very, very important. Let's do Yitzchok first. Why did he tie him up? Because the Medrash says that Yitzchok said, tie me up very tight, because I'm choishesh, that as soon as the knife touches my throat, I might jerk. And if I move, I won't be able to control myself. There's a natural reaction. If I move, I might pass on the shechita. And then there'll be a korban which is possible. So tie me up very tight. If he would have jerked and he would have passed the shechita, would have been a tie on Yitzchak. They were oisek in lifnim yishuas hadin in madregas, which are the whole etzem thing. The fact that Yitzchak allowed himself to be done, to be a nikra, of ad kedei kach to be choishesh, that's Yitzchak. Mitzad Yaakov Avinu, the Maral Diskin says that the tzivui was ha'aleihu le'oila, lift him up as an oila. There's a problem. There's a halacha that if you lift up a person who can walk, that's not called lifting him up. You can carry a child who can walk and carry him on Shabbos outside an Erev. Why? Because there's a halacha, chai noisis atzmai. A person who's alive, a kid who can't walk, then you mustn't carry. But chai knows his atzmai. But if you tie up a person that he can't walk, then it's called halo, then it's called carrying. So Avraham Avinu is mechuyev ha'aleu le'oilo. Says the Maral Diskin, if he wouldn't have tied up Yitzchak Avinu, then he wouldn't have been yoytzei the din of ha'aleu. So the Akedo, mitzad Avraham Avinu was a kiyum of bidi yuk the tzivui ha'aleu le'oilo. Both of them are Isaac in levels of Nifni Mishra Sadin, which are very beyond our imagination. That's what Avraham Avinu damned afterwards. At Bishus, I went Nifni Mishra Sadin, so when Klal Yisrael come to the Day of Averas, say, Roy, the father of Achilles Yitzchak, should Ochad Avraham Avinu Yitzchak Benayim. What does Lasis Ritzoincha Belev of Shalem mean? What's Lev of Shalem? There's Lasis Ritzoincha Yotze B'di'evit. It's called Lasis Ritzoincha. But Belev of Shalem means with the whole heart, you put everything you can possibly in. That's Lifni Mishur Sadin. There's actually a Gemara which says, Gemara Bob Basso says that sometimes Klal Yisrael called Avodim, sometimes they're called Bonim. So Gemara says that when they're Oisim Ritzoinoi Belev of Shalem, they're called Bonim. When they're Einam Oisim Ritzoinoi, they're called Avodim. Now the Chora, if an Evid is not Oisim Ritzoin Rabbi, is Nishkan Evit. Teretz is, the Rabitzko Peterberger says this Mahalach, that when Klal Yisrael are Oisim Ritzoinoi Bedi Evit, they're called Avodim. Yoitzeh. When are they called Bonim? A son doesn't do what his father says just because there was a tzibui and nothing else. A son does it with the whole Cheshek, Belev of Shalim. He says, when Klal Yisrael and do the mitzvahs bishleimus, then we're called bonim. So over here it says, "V'kovesh rachamam lasus utzoyncha belev of shalem." So we asked, he was kovesh his rachamim. We ask Hashem that his rachamim should be kovesh his kas. Terence is not that. It's not the nikudim rachamim, not the rachamim. The nikudim is Avraham Avinu went lifnim mishur sadin. The kovash racham of lasus v'tzoyincha b'leiv v'sholim. Kein yichbeshu rachamecho es kascho mi'aleinu. You should, your rachamim should be kovish your kas, and you should go lifnim mishur sadin. Uvetuvcha hagadu. That's the lifnim mishur sadin. Yoshuvcha ron apcho mi'amcho mi'yucho mi'alach losecho. V'kaim lono Hashem l'keres hadov v'shiv tachton v'sar osecho v'adigay v'shav decho. What's that mean? So the Rishonim explained that Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim in a very public way. It was claw, the whole Yeshua from Mitzrayim, was the whole world saw it and knew about it. And later on, when there was an egel, Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem Yisroch that if you finish off Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom, it would be a massive chilul Hashem. And then in the Meraglim, he also tainted that the goyim will taina, you couldn't take them in territory soil. Why will the goyim taina that? Because they know that you took us out. Le'enei ha-goyim. That's something which is always made for us, even in the worst matzav. We can have a tviya, so to speak, not tviya, but we ask Hashem Yisbarach to go lifnim mishur sadin, so it shouldn't be the chilul Hashem. Liyos lohem lelukim ani Hashem. Kizoich kol hashkochos ve'en shikho lifnei kisei kvedech v'akeidas Yitzchok v'zara hayoim berachamim tizkor. That's what we ask for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember. Now, that's all very well that We haven't explained exactly why we're saying Psukim Zichronos, so it should be Oilei Lefano V'Toivo. Saying because Mikoyach the Akedah, we can daven because there was this Shavua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. But the Rashi is here as Mashma, that the Etzim Psukim Zichronos or Psukim Shofros Nizkar Lahem Akedas Yitzchak. We don't say any psukim, and the zichronos psukim are not actually about zechiras hakedah. The Twitter is, but the psukim aren't. The psukim are the kodesh baruch hu zoicha, all sorts of things. So how's psukim zichronos mazkir the hakedah? The etzim psukim zichronos. You can ask another kasha. Ask a kasha, okay, Mikoyach this Shvua, you're tiny, Mikoyach this Shvua that Avraham Avinu got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he goes Lifnei Mishur Sadin. But the wise, do we have really any schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go Lifnei Mishur Sadin? We have a schus for that? It's a Shvua. So, well, Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Avraham Avinu, for getting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Nishba this Shvua. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Loma toikin the shofar shel ayin. So the first thing Gemara says, Loma toikin rachmona matiku. Why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? The Torah says matiku. No, it says Loma merin. Why do we blow trua? The Gemara says rachmona mariu. The Torah says. No, it says then Loma toikin shem oimdim toikin shem. Why do we blow a shofar shel ayin? I'm sorry, mixed up. Gemara, mixing up two words. The Loma toikim b'shofar shel ayin. Why do we dafka blow a shofar shel ayin? What's the kasha? The kasha is that you can meika hadin. The Mishnah says that you can blow any on the maskana of the Mishnah with the Gemara is you can blow any bent horn, except a para. So you could blow any animal which has a bent horn. You can use that as a shofar. You don't have to blow a shofar shel ayin. Says the Gemara, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Tikun Lefanei b'shofar shel ayin, Kedei she'ezke lochem Akedas Yitzchok ben Avram. So you blow the shofar shel ayin. So I should remember for you the Akedas Yitzchok ben Avram. Now, it's not hard to blow a shofar shel ayin. To blow a shofar shel ayin, then it could, to make an Akedah, whether you're Avram or you're Yitzchok, because it says Akedas Yitzchok ben Avram, so both schuyas there. Whether you're Yitzchok, whether you're Avram, how do you? That was very hard. If we blow a shofar shel ayin, the Gemara carries on. Umale ani aleichem, kilo akadatem esatzmichem lefonai. Umale ani aleichem, you blow a shofar shel ayin, umale ani aleichem, I'll count it, kilo akadatem esatzmichem. Both schuyas. You were the one who was oikeid, and you were the ne'akad, Avram and Yitzchok. We just blow a shofar shel ayin and it's kilo and akeda. We don't even blow the shofar shel ayin. Just come to a shul and they make sure they've got a shofar shel ayin. I can tell you now that all shofars they sell, except the huge ones, the very big ones are not shofar shel ayin, but all the regular shofars are a shofar shel ayin. There were places where they didn't have any ayolim. That usually a yoel or something like that, I think it comes from. But I'll call poly, most places, the shofar shel ayin. I've made myself into an akedah, it's gewaldig. I'm a heilige yid. Well, why? So the Rishonim explain that since you're not mechuyev in an ayin, shofar shel ayin, you can blow anything. Then being mahadeh to blow a shofar shel ayin is hoylech bedarko shel Avraham Avinu, who was nichlas lifnei mishur sadin. So that is, so what's the yisod? If you're nichnas lifnim mishur sadin, then you are like an akedo mensch. It's the same yisod as the akedo. It's much easier than the akedo, but the at least there's some shayichus olich lifnim mishur sadin. The meiser, when we say psuchi zichronis, we come on Rosh Hashanah. And we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoicher everything. Be'etzim, we're mamish making ourselves into an Akedah. Why? Because we be'etzim come to Hashem and say, you know every single thing about me. We be'etzim, it's a Psuki Zichronis, I like having an MRI. But more than a physical MRI, it's a spiritual MRI. We're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers every single thing in the Hakdama of Zichronus, which is full of Kefil Rishonus, and there's different Mahalchim and different Mefarshim that you have to do yourself. You have to work it out, what Mahalchim, learn the Mefarshim. But I'll just tell you, I'm not going to explain the Kindikim Kevin Lashonis Be'etzim, but just let's go quickly through. Ato Zoyche Maise Oidem, Poke Kod Yisuri Kedem, you see everything. The Fonecho Niglu Kol Talumois, all secrets are revealed in front of you. The Hamoin Nistor Shem Mibereshis, and everything that was hidden away, even from Maise Bereshis. Ki Ein Shikho Lifnechi Seichwedecho, Ve Nistor Minegede Necho, nothing's hidden from you. Ato Zoyche Es Kol Amifo, you zoiche the whole bria in one as one whole thing, one whole mitzvahs. V'gam kol ha'yitzur lo nichod mimeko, and every single yitzur is not hidden from you. Hakol goliv yadu lefanecha Hashem lekeinu. Everything is known in front of you. Tzoife u'mabit atzov kol ha'doros. You look, and any ma'aser the person does, how it. It's the ripple effects through Atzoi Kol HaDoros. The Moshe LaToiv, a person gives snocha to an Oni, a person's Mekarev a Fraya Yid, the Oni lives, and he carries on with his life, and he comes home happy, and that makes a difference to his Mishpacha, and those kids grow up happy, and they marry happy, and they make good families. You makarev somebody, he becomes a frum yid, he makes a frum mishpocha, his kids, the doire doire doiras. That maisa that the makarev did carries on ad sov kol doiras, like on the shmochas mitzarev, it's mabel al arayin. Ki sovi, when you bring the chok zikara and lihipokeid kol ruach on nefesh, to look at every ruach on nefesh, lihizachem maisim rabin, you remember all the maisim. Hamon Brias, Lein Tachlis. Mereshes Kozoi Seidata, Milafoni Mesel Kalisa, Gilisa Zehayom Tchilas Maseh, Zikar Leon Rishon. This is the beginning of your Maisim. It's a Zecher, the Yom Rishon of Maisa Bereshes. What's the Yom Rishon? When Adam Rishon was created. Ki Chog Nisrael Hu Mishmar Delekei Yaakov. Vala Medinas Bo Yehomer. You Koivea today. Ezel Acherev, Ezel Asholim, Ezel Arav, Ezel Asoiva, Ubrias Boyi Pokedu, Lahas Kiram, Lahaimel Amoves, Milo Nifkot Kayoim Hazer, Kizecha Kola Yitzuna Fonechobo, Maise Ish Uf Kudosoi. Every Maise person that, and what he was Mitzuvah to do, what he was told to do. Did you do what you were Mitzuvah? Or not? And the reasons why a person took steps, and the reason when a person went anywhere, what was he having to do? Machshavos Adam, the machshavos of a person, and what he was trying to do with his plans, which may never come to the Maisa. But even the machshavos and the tachbulos, the Rebbeinu Shalom brings into din. The yitzrei ma'alele ish, and the yitzer, the characteristic of a person which pushes him this way or that way, for all the maisim that he does. He's absolutely everything. There's nothing which is hidden from Hashem. On when we say Zichronus, I put myself in front of Hashem Yisbarach, mamash like a MRI. Hashem, I'm there. You know every single thing about me. Any havamin I had of where I was going to go, even if I didn't end up there. Alilus ma'ad mitzadeh gover. Also, havaminus, tachmoloiso, everything. Maisim, diburim, everything. You today, Rosh Hashanah, are looking at every single thing I did. A mensch on in Zichronus is where he makes himself into a chobu. He mamish is like the Arkadah. And that is, if you remember the first week, we said that the Hashvah of the din on the other days bring an oimer on Pesach because we make a carbon from what's being nidain. So I said to you, on Rosh Hashanah, we make ourselves into a carbon. Yes, we do. This is the carbon. This is where we makrev ourselves. This is where we put ourselves on the Mizbeach Hashem and say, Hashem, you see everything. I am completely in your Rishus. I give myself up completely to you. Ashrei shelo yishkachecho ben adam yisa mitzvach. We don't make a Kabbalah, because in the Nusach HaTfilah it's too strong to make a... It's a Nusach that every single Yid should daven. Although we say, happy is he, Shalo Yishkochech, Ben Adam Yisamei Tzmach, and the person should be Mechavin, and I'm going to be Yisamei Tzmach, I'm going to try my hardest in you, and never to forget you. And every maisa comes and the Rebbeinu Shlom is doyish. So what's the effects of this maisa? What's this maisa? What did this maisa do? How did this affect this person, that person, the other person? I did a maisa toiv and I was mechazik someone else saw me. And there was a Kiddush Hashem, or Chas V'Shalom, V'chule, V'chule, everything. And then we start with the Psukim. On Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Adin. Yom HaZikaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything. How do we react to that? There are many people, Nebuch, who don't even know and ignore Rosh Hashanah. There are people who maybe would want to run away. What does Klal Yisrael do? We come to Hashem and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remember everything. I give myself up to you completely. Are we mechuyev? About it, we have a din to say Zichronus. But be'etzem, in the machshava of it, if you like, it's lifnei mishuras hadin. It is Yom Adin. The Rebbeinu Shlomo remembers everything, and then we come along and say, we're mischazik in our emunah that you're Zoycha es HaKoel. The Rosh Hashanah brings us to a chizuk in the whole Indian that you're Mashgiach al HaKoel. You decide everything. You're the balabos from the world. So when we say Psuke Zichronos, next week we'll see why Psukis Shofers does this, but Psukis Zichronos is Lizka Lohem Akedas Yitzchok. Because we become an Akedah. If blowing an ayil is Maliani Alechem Kido Akadate Vesatzvachem Lefonai, this is Mamash. So therefore we have, so to speak, after the Psukim, and after we've done this and come to this Hakara, then we can daven Ribbono Shel Olam. Say lefonecha akedas Yitzchok, because we're like an akedah. We are worthy descendants of Yitzchok Avinu. And there's one more nekuda which we're going to have to know. It starts with Malchus. So the Benish with Mekabel Malchus. We make HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. We want him to be Melech in the whole world. We want the whole world to be Makir. He's a Melech. The Melech is the Balabas of the country. Zichronus is an extension of Malchus. Zichronus is Melech Befayal. It's one thing saying we want a construct to be the melech. It's very nice. Everyone should be makir that he is the yisod of everything, like we said. All comes out from Havaya, that he created the world. Therefore, he has a schus to run the world, and he runs the world. But then we come in Zichronus and we say, Ribbono shel Olam, right now you are exercising your malchus. You are being a melech. You're being Yoshe B'din, being Zoicha every prat, and deciding what is going to be Tovshin Pei. Nothing in Tovshin Pei is going to be Hefka. Nothing in Tovshin Ayin Tes was Hefka. Anything that happened throughout the year, anything, was all decided last Rosh Hashanah. The huge hurricane that there was in the Bahamas, every person who died, every person who survived, every person whose mishpacha was completely messed up, every prat, everyone lost their house, it was all decided last Rosh Hashanah. Anybody who was nifta during the year, it was all decided last Rosh Hashanah. People who made money during this year, decided Rosh Hashanah. People who lost money in it, all decided Rosh Hashanah. How many people in Syria were going to be killed, and how many other mishpam wars that there are in other parts of the world that we hardly know anything about. And all sorts of crazy things go on in places in the world that we hardly know anything about. In places in Africa, there are mice and goodness knows what. every prat, nothing was hefka. There's a melech, there's a balabos. Nothing was hefka in Tovshin Ayin Tes. Tovshin Pei, nothing's going to be hefka. That is Malchus Befoel. So it's a hemshech. Malchus, and then Zichronus. And in Zichronus is where we make ourselves mamish a korban. The Gemara korban is going to be Shofar, and that next week.